Words on Water.
Welcome to Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. This is the host, Travis Loop, joined for this episode by two of my colleagues at WEF, Lori and John Harrison. They're going to talk about the new children's book that WEF has released called Why Water's Worth It. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Thanks so much for having us.
Good. So this is really exciting. This is an awesome new piece that WEF has put out, and I definitely have a lot of questions about it. You two are really the masterminds behind the book, the author, Lori, and the illustrator, John. So just tell me about this book. How did it come about? What is the book?
As many of your listeners will know, you know, WEF is a nonprofit technical and educational organization. So we have a lot of really great technical resources. And this one is unique in that it's our first ever children's book. And it's something that's very different. We're very excited about it. And it gives us a new avenue to reach directly to the general public in a way that we haven't done before, necessarily. Not only can it be used as a resource for our members, which was our primary goal initially, but it's also something that can be used directly by the general public to educate themselves about water issues, but also to be encouraged to personally engage with taking care of water and the environment. So it basically covers the full scope of water management, which, as we found in research later on, that's sort of something that doesn't really exist in children's books yet. We do have books about water quality and water conservation and various elements of water management, but not the full scope, not drinking water, wastewater, resource recovery, and stormwater. We tried to write it in a simplistic and non-technical way so that it's easy to understand and easy to relate to, because we really wanted people to see themselves within this process, that it's a team effort. It doesn't just belong to water professionals who do this work on a daily basis, but everybody has a part to play in taking care of water. We also wanted to make it an educational resource. So in producing the book, developed a 2-page educational spread at the back that helps make sense. You know, so we told the story, but then we gave people everyday tips for how they can actually engage and help be a part of this process, but also facts for why it matters. So we thought that would be a great way to help people relate to the story a bit better. The book is geared towards early readers, so it's pre-K through second grade, so about 8 years old is the max age, but it does have appeal to all readers, and we have gotten a lot of feedback from people to indicate that is true. It's not just our assumption. So we're glad that we're able to produce something that is useful for any age level.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the connection? Could you talk about the connection to the broader Water's Worth It campaign that WEF mm-hmm. has?
Yeah, actually, John and I worked on the original campaign, which was launched in 2012, and we had the privilege to be able to refresh it and relaunch it last October. And part of that was sort of examining, you know, what worked and what we could improve upon. So we wanted to stay true to the original brand and platform of the campaign, but we also wanted to visually make it more modern, but also increase the messaging platform to make it more useful for not only our members and water sector professionals, but also the general public, because that is not something that we really focused on the first time. And one of the things that we made a conscious effort to do was to increase the focus on children. We touched upon it in the first iteration of the campaign, but we really decided it was important to engage that audience. Visually, there's a lot of children in the visuals this time, but we also wanted to add the public education aspect to that campaign because, one, we just felt it was important to engage children because they're the ones that are going to inherit this world from us, and they have an important role to play. But also, it was some feedback that we got from our members that they were really looking for additional public education resources, and we just thought it was a great opportunity to achieve both of those goals. So the idea actually came from, we wanted to do a public service video as part of that relaunch. And we were tossing around ideas. I worked with a great company called 522 Productions. And we were tossing around concepts and came up with the idea of a kind of a poem or a story, a little girl reading a story. And that's how it sort of came to be. So the book actually started off as a prop in the video. And then we got, you know, we sort of had the thought, wouldn't it be great to turn this into an actual book? But then when we released the video, we actually got requests for it. People wanted to buy it. So we realized, you know, here we have this great opportunity to create an additional resource. So it's great.
I remember at WEFTECH in 2018, when after that video played, you know, people thought that the book actually did exist at that point, right?
Yeah, they did.
They're like, oh, where can I get that book? You had to say, well, it doesn't exist, but I think we might make it, bring it into reality. So that was great. Could you talk a little bit more about how the book has been received and just the type of feedback you're hearing and, you know, how people are using it and so forth?
Sure. Well, in addition to the initial response, which was sort of a demand for it, which was a great thing to have happen. You know, we sort of stumbled upon this opportunity. And once we got here, we're like, you know, this is a great new avenue for us. And people have responded really well to it. The feedback I've gotten, you know, directly from people, but also just in terms of sales, it's one of our top selling publications in WEF's history, which is amazing.
Wow.
So in the short amount of time that it's been, you know, it's been since late March that we released it on World Water Day. It's one of the most popular selling titles, particularly through Amazon and Barnes and Noble, because obviously it has that general public appeal and it's not a non-technical publication. So I think that has increased its appeal for a wider range of people as well. You know, we really saw through this process that there was a clear need for it. And it's been a learning process for us. It wasn't something that we had planned on doing. Like I said, we stumbled upon it. So it's been a really fun thing to engage with and to learn. And it's also given us a chance to get feedback from people to find out, you know, what else they might need going forward, you know, what other holes we might fill or what would be useful in helping to tell the story of water.
Yeah. And it's also been really cool to see a lot of people, especially our colleagues, do readings with kids, like to actually take this book already, go to schools or whatever, and sit down there and read with kids. I know that you guys went and did that. I know I did that at my son's school, and it's been well received by the kids, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done school readings. We've also done, it was at a festival, Alexandria Earth Day Festival, where WEF is headquartered. We've also had the opportunity to take it. John and I did a workshop, a writing workshop at our daughter's class as well. So not only were we able to tell this story, but we were also able to use it as an educational tool for how you learn to tell your own story and how you communicate what your passion as well. And it was a great way to kind of tie that into the message of water, but empowering kids to be able to have their own voice. So it is interesting to find new applications for this book as well. We are promoting it as a public outreach tool for our members and for water professionals to, you know, add to their existing outreach plans. And their toolbox, they can use it for tours, for school presentations, fundraising events, things like that. And then we're also promoting it to the general public more as an eco-educational resource. In talking to people, we also found that it's a great foundational STEM resource, which is not necessarily something we thought about when we first produced it. But a lot of teacher feedback to us, you know, they're like, wow, this is a great thing that supplements our curriculums. It helps them see why math, science, engineering, and all of that technology is important, how it applies to their daily life. So we are, you know, using this opportunity to investigate how we might add to those resources. But like you said, school readings are a great way to engage, book donations to classrooms and libraries. And also, we are developing some additional resources that will supplement the book, coloring pages, a set of worksheets, you know, like word matches and word scramble, word finds, so that we can encourage other people to get out there and spread this message and raise awareness and engage with the kids. every child that I've worked with, you know, that we presented this to has been very engaged with the story. I think you had a great story that you shared about how they're really interested in talking about it and learning about it and are amazed. So it just gives you a chance to talk to kids, and they love the visuals and they can relate to it. And I think we're just encouraging everyone to be this ambassador, not just for this book, but just the story of water, which, you know, essentially belongs to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I love how you had the idea to put some tips in the back, right? It's not just the story, mm-hmm. which is awesome by itself, but then there's a couple pages in the back that are like, here's things you can do to make a difference around your house and in your community. So it has a super educational piece right there, and has some really good facts about water and water infrastructure that you can share with the kids. So great teaching tool.
Yeah, it's important, too, that we try to introduce some of the terminology without making it overwhelming to kids. You know, things like sustainability, infrastructure, that kind of terminology. But we did it in a way that we hoped was still something that they could understand. And we tried to throw in facts that were, you know, would amaze them, blow their minds, like, you know, the fatbergs.
Oh, right.
The fat soils and greases in the wipes all together. You know, one was in London that was the size of a blue whale. And, you know, that one gets them every time because they understand, you know, they've been taught about blue whales.
The blue whale is huge. Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask also really important information. Where can people get the book?
It's available on EWEF, which is EWEF.org. And that one you can purchase it in single copies, but that's the only place you can really buy it in bulk. So you can get a bulk discount, like if you wanted to buy it, a utility wanted to buy it for facility tours or presentations where everybody got a copy. It is a print-on-demand, a high-quality paperback. It's a great way to really get that into the hands of more people. It's also available on the WEF Marketplace, which has other Water's Worth It merchandise, including we just added some reusable straws. So we're trying to add new products that actually ties into the book. Which that's one of the recommendations we make. One of the tips is to swap out your single-use plastics. So we're trying to practice what we preach and sort of provide some of these products to them as well. Water's Worth It, it's also available on Water's Worth It, which you can also get the PSA, which was the original version of it as well. You can download that. That's a free resource. For the public, Amazon and Barnes & Noble is covered on there as well.
Okay. And then could you mention the other languages that are in the works for the book?
Yeah, we are in the process of developing Spanish and French translations for the book. The Spanish version has been completed. It's now in production. The French version, we've completed the first phase of that. We're hoping to release those around WEFTECH so that, you know, we hope to have all three versions of the book available in the WEFTECH bookstore. But we're also timing that release because we do have some translated materials for the free materials of the online toolkit that we're releasing in June. So we wanted to make sure that we're rolling these out in a timely way and giving them all due attention so that we can publicize them and promote them.
Yeah. I want to dig into, for you guys, what this process was like of creating a story and creating the illustrations for a children's book. I assume that's something that you guys hadn't done before, really, is be an author and an illustrator for a kid's book. Maybe you have, but now you've got now you have your names on the front of this book, and it's awesome. So what was that like for you?
Well, it was very exciting. I loved it. I've always kind of wanted to write a children's book. And, you know, provide something that was meaningful and would help educate people and also encourage, you know, possibly some behavioral changes. And I think, I touched a bit on the story development when I talked about the video PSA, but you're right. Printed book is much different than a video. For instance, the PSA has the little girl reading, and we do have some illustrations there, but we also were able to utilize B-roll, video clips to represent a lot of what we were talking about in the book. And obviously you don't have that with a printed publication. So I turned to John to come up with, we worked together on a storyboard for the book, and that required 40, I'll turn it over to him to talk more about that process, but it was something like 40 plus original illustrations to produce this book. So I'll go ahead and let him talk a bit about that process.
we base the illustration styles loosely on what was shown in the PSA video, kind of rough hand-drawn illustrations, but I think really conveys well to the readers, the children who we geared this towards. They're kind of friendly and active illustrations, which, when talking about science and a very technical concept, I think it helps grab their attention and carries them through the book.
Each illustration is definitely almost a standalone snapshot and almost a standalone education piece, and they're really engaging. And you're right about the style you used. It has a lot of bright color. You know, it's definitely really attractive and looks awesome.
Well, I think we also wanted to make it look like a child drew it, similar to a children's drawing. It was inspired at the beginning of the book. The dedication shows a little water hero drawing that our daughter did, and that was sort of kind of the inspiration for the concept in general. And we wanted to carry that through to make it a little bit more relatable to kids. And, you know, I know as a mom, when I go in and I see a book, and, you know, with our children, they'll be drawn to an illustration style, you know, and the way something looks, that makes them pick it up. And then the story, you know, will engage them. But if you don't have good illustrations and good visuals, no matter how good your story is, you really need to have that visual piece to make it engaging.
So was this, was the process of writing and then illustrating a children's book, was it harder or easier than you thought it was going to be?
For illustrating, for me, it was kind of getting rid of a lot of rust. How I am drawing. I always, when I was young, I always wanted to be a book illustrator. I ended up in graphic design, and it was really great getting back into that and realizing that I could actually still draw what I wanted it to look like.
Yeah.
That it was recognizable. And so, yeah, it was a good experience.
Nice.
And I think it's just fun to be able to do something different. You know, I've worked in communications for a while for WEP, and it was just nice to have something different and a new way to tell this story. For me, because we chose to do it in rhyme, that can be more challenging than just a straightforward story. But that ended up being fun in doing that. And you helped with that as well, you know, giving some feedback and getting, you know, having that collaborative approach to it. I found it to be fun. I think part of it would be interesting because I think part of it was because it didn't start off as a book, you know, it started off as a video script. So, I don't know how it would be if I get the chance to do another book, what that process will feel like. But for this one, it was just a lot of fun, just refreshing, you know, to do things.
I think also what was refreshing was we were able to reach an audience we've never really been able to tap into before. And I think it's really important to try and get a hold of these kids when they're young and show the process. And so that they get to begin to understand, because a lot of them actually are quite intelligent about what's going on in their environment. They're quite aware. And so this gives them a little bit more in behind the scenes of how things work in the wastewater process. So I think that was great. It was inspirational trying to get to a new audience.
And I think that also touches on another point that the value that we see in this is that kids are more in the know than they were before. They're more easily engaged. They're really interested. They want to be involved. And, you know, oftentimes their children are a way to reach the parents. What they learn at school and what they learn, you know, from their friends, they take home and, you know, they pass along and they, you know, they inspire their parents or, you know, their adults that are in their lives to, you know, learn about, engage and do a bit better, you know, maybe than we've done before. So I think that was another advantage that we saw in, you know, pursuing this, for kids, because I think we just more than ever, I think they're just really sharp and really engaged with the world around them.
Well, three things that happened when I read to a class of second graders I want to let you guys know about is They laughed hysterically when we got to the page with John's illustration of the little girl sitting on the toilet reading the book.
Yep.
they thought that was hilarious. They wanted to know, like, after the water was clean, or how the water got cleaned, like exactly what was going on in there. And I told them that there's good bugs that do a lot of that work. So they wanted to know all about the good bugs. And then to both of your point about them being aware of what's going on in their community, they started asking about some drinking water problems we have here in Wilmington, North Carolina. So I had 8-year-olds using this book as like a springboard to talk about actually a local water quality issue. So it's pretty cool. I guess in closing, I wanted to ask, you know, you guys have 2 young kids, and so I know that it must be kind of special for you to be able to produce a children's book about water that you work on, and have your kids see that their mom and dad made this book, and there is a cameo by the Harrison family in the book too.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to tell you which ones, but, you know. Yeah, we're really proud of this project, you know, both professionally and personally. It does have a lot of personal meaning for us, but I think that ties into what I said earlier, that the story of water really belongs to everyone. And it should be personal. Mm. You know, that's what we're trying to achieve here, is to make it personal. You know, I mean, it's something that, you know, within the water sector, you know, we use this all the time, that water is life. You know, that it's fundamental, it's essential. But there is that aspect of taking it for granted, you know, because we do have that luxury of turning on the tap, flushing the toilet, it just happens. So, you know, in the rare occasion when things don't go right, then that's when it gets the attention. But we just felt, you know, we're really honored to be able to have this opportunity to, you know, tell this story and really encourage people to make it their own. It's also been a great opportunity to just relate to people and, you know, in a more, use humor, like you said, you know, talk about poo and pee and, you know, the 3 P's and, you know, show toilets and just be real with people and connect to them, because especially with kids, that's what they want to hear about, you know, and that is the way to get to them and to help them see it. And, you know, it's the reality of how it works. And I think just helping people connect in this way has been something that we're really proud of.
Congrats to both of you on this incredible book, and we know that it's just the beginning for it here, having been launched just a couple months ago. Look forward to seeing it continue to be sold and read in a lot of places. So thank you both.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Words on Water.